Hey guys, welcome to Dim Mock lesson number 11. Now, this one I'm doing in audio. I could do it in video too, and you guys could, you know, stare at my pretty face while I talked. But it really doesn't require much of anything as far as video goes, so we're just going to do it this way. Save a little bit of bandwidth. This is, and my apologies, this is the serious headache portion of the course. This is where you're going to listen to this a bunch of times and take notes, right? And after you take notes, I want you to take a look at the points that I'm giving you on the charts that you should have. And if my memory serves me, I left you guys with the ability to download some charts. If I didn't, somebody just please comment on it and I will add it to the next lesson and then you can download the charts. You need to map out in your head where all of these points are. And then take a look at the idea of which ones would be easily accessible for you for your root art. Because we're going to add more to this incredible pile of information when it comes to being able to set up for the application of various elements of Dim Mock. So this is also a lot of this is also in level 5 instructor certification. And you know, at first everybody looks at it and goes, oh my god, more points, this is pointless. No, this is really, really powerful information, and we will be putting it all together as we go along in the course, right? But unfortunately, there's just no easy way to do this. Okay, so the first thing we are going to be looking at is what are referred to as underlying indicator points. Now that's an acupuncture term, and all it means is that just remember it so you know what the points are. Right. I imagine they have different expressions in different disciplines, but for our sake, we'll call them underlying indicator points and stick with acupuncture. Now, what these points do is each point, when activated, and to activate these points, all you need to do is touch them. Right? It turns that meridian to another element, which of course allows you to set up the world very, very easily. So let's take a quick look at these and then we will go on to the next set. For the lung meridian, the points are as follows. Lung 8 is a metal, lung 5 is water, lung 11 is wood, lung 10 is fire, lung 9 is earth. So as a result, if I activate lung 9, I turn a lung meridian temporarily while in contact with this point to a predominance of earth. Next on large intestine, we have large intestine. 1 is metal, 2 is water, 3 is wood, 5 is fire, 11 is earth. For the heart meridian, we have heart 4 as metal, 3 is water, 9 is wood, 8 as fire, 7 as earth. Small intestine, we have 1 is metal, 2 is water, 3 is wood, 5 is fire, 8 is earth. Pericardium, we have point number 5 is metal, 3 is water, 9 is wood, 8 is fire, 7 is earth. Let me repeat that because sometimes I trip over my own tongue. Pericardium meridian, point 5 is metal, 3 water, 9 wood, 8 fire, 7 earth. Triple warmer, point 1 is metal, point 2 is water, point 3 is wood, point 6 is fire, point 9 is earth. Now for the lower extremities, for stomach 45 is metal, 44 is water, 43 is wood, 41 is fire, 36 is earth. Now, in the case when the meridian and the point are the same element, it enhances the amount of the element that is there. Right? Now, for the liver meridian, number 4 is metal, number 8 is water, number 1 is wood, so you touch liver 1, you sort of have a super wood meridian. Number 2 is fire, number 4 is earth. For kidney, we have number 7 is metal, number 10 is water, number 1 is wood, number 2 is fire, number 3 is earth. For gallbladder, we have 44 as metal, 43 is water, 41 is wood, 38 is fire, 34 is earth. For bladder, we have 67 metal, 66 water, 67 wood, 60 fire, 40 earth. For spleen, we have number 5 is metal, number 9 is water, number 1 is wood, number 2 is fire, number 3 is earth. Now, you're going to go over these things and take a look at what you believe will be easily accessible for you. Now, this will fit into the chain of setup points for which to get the to create the greatest possible weakness so that the energy strike that you would do with a vibrating palm would have the most effect. The more effect that it has, whether it be on the blood or the chi side, will determine the type of a result you will get. But we will get into that. Now we're going to go on to a little bit more in the way of some other points. Now you're going to find some overlap here with different with special alarm points and things, but that's okay. Don't worry about that. This will all make sense as we go along eventually. Now, we have what are called confluent points, right? Now, I'm a big fan of confluent points, and I use them as often as I possibly can because they are marvelous setup points, and we're only dealing with 5 of them, so it's not quite as big a pain as the underlying indicator points are. First one is pericardium 6. Pericardium 6 is probably the most important point on the body as far as the setup goes, right? Pericardium 6 weakens the chest area. Spleen 4 weakens the GI tract and the stomach area. So essentially in that cavity with which is your stomach, your liver, your gallbladder, and all of your intestines, spleen 4 weakens that entire area and can cause all sorts of havoc that are related with it. Lung 7 weakens the throat and the head. Small intestine 3 weakens the neck and the shoulders. And bladder 62 weakens the ears. Now, that was thrown in there because it's there. I haven't really thought too much about it, but that's one you may want to play with carefully because you may find some interesting results with that. But I'm not entirely sure about its particular usefulness for what we do, but it's there. So let's deal with it. Now we have the influential points, right? These are the points that when activated affect certain meridian and organ groupings. The points in these cases are activated by contact like the others, and once contact is removed, the effect is gone. Right? Liver 13. This affects the yin meridians on both sides of the body. It also has a direct effect on the yin organs of the body, okay? Which of course are heart, lung, pericardium, spleen, liver, and kidney, also known as the zhang organs. Conception 12, this point affects all of the yang meridians on both sides of the body. It also has a direct effect on the organs themselves, large intestine, small intestine, stomach, gallbladder, and bladder, which are considered to be the Fu organs. So these two particular points, influential points, have the ability to weaken the organs themselves. Right? Now, conception 17, this not only is an alarm point for pericardium, but it also affects the chi energy on the left side of the body. Right? So if you touch conception 17 and strike the left side of the body, you will always get a better result than if you are not touching conception 17. And then bladder 17 affects the blood energy side of the body, giving you essentially the exact same result as you were getting, but for the opposite side of the body. Okay, now I know I'm giving you a lot of information here, but we're going to keep going with it. We got one more set for you when my dogs are playing, and those are what are called collateral points. Right, and there are a total of 15 collaterals that we need to deal with, And I'm hoping that from the previous lesson, you're starting to see the relationship that exists between the different points and how they play into the entire idea of Dimmock, right? The death touch. Okay, so now, the first one is lung 7. And lung 7 connects directly to the large intestine meridian. Underlying, but it connects directly to large intestine. Small intestine 7 connects to heart. Stomach 40 connects to spleen. Spleen 4 connects to stomach. Liver 6 connects to lung. Bladder 58 connects to kidney. Kidney 4 connects to bladder. Pericardium 6, here it is again, connects to triple warmer. Triple warmer 5 connects to pericardium. Gallbladder 37 connects to liver. Liver 5, connects to gallbladder. Conception 15 connects to governor. Governor 1 connects to conception vessel. Heart 5 connects to small intestine. Okay, now that takes care of the main 14 collateral points. Then we have spleen 21, which is referred to as a major collateral. This connects and wraps around the entire chest area. So when you strike spleen 21, as I've said, it is the most important point on the body, especially when it comes to doing damage, and it is also considered to be the major collateral and controls everything that goes on within the chest and the chest cavity itself. Okay, spleen 21 will give you the ability to shut down the body very quickly, as it will cause issues with the heart as well as the breathing. And you know, it is just one of those things that you want to tread very lightly on in a classroom, because it can just be so very, very, very detrimental to the person's health. Okay, guys, my apologies. Notice on this post, there's a very nice picture of an aspirin bottle for you for all of that. I can't give you guys painkillers via the web, but hopefully your headache won't be too bad from all of the stuff I just dumped on you. Right, have a great day, guys, and we will see you in the next class. Ciao.